This is Laura.
Hey, Laura. This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. I was looking for Aurora.
Oh, this is she.
Oh, okay. So, do you go by Laura?
Laura's my middle name. Yeah, just.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you want to go by Laura then?
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't matter. I guess have it.
Okay. So yeah, my name is Nico. I was calling with the Bank of Cardiff. You had inquired about some of our programs over here based off of the web lead. So I was just wondering if you had a few minutes to talk.
I do.
Okay, perfect. So I just need to confirm a few pieces of information on the file here, and then I'd be happy to answer any type of questions that you may have.
Okay.
So what is the name of the business?
It's 1026 Production.
1026 Production.
And it's spelled out T-E-N and then the numbers 26.
Okay, and then the numbers 26. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the address I have on file is 1026 South Santa Fe Avenue, apartment 102. Is that the correct business address?
Yeah, it's a suite 102.
Oh, suite 102. Okay, we'll change that. And then obviously Los Angeles, California, 90021. What's the best phone number? I have two here. What's the best one to reach you at just in case we get disconnected?
This one, the 626 number.
626, okay. and then do you guys currently have a website for the business?
No.
Okay, not a problem. And then the best email that I have to reach you at is laura@1026production.com. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. What is the structure of the company? Are you an LLC, sole prop?
It's a partnership. It's like 95%. It's a partnership. It's 95% is owned by me, and then 5% is owned by Patricia, my partner.
Okay, so 95% by you, and then Patricia. Okay, just a few more questions. How long have you guys been in business?
We're starting our fifth year.
Fifth year, awesome, okay. Hitting the growth stages.
Yeah.
All right, so we have a wide variety of programs over here. If you don't mind telling me kind of what you're looking to do, I can probably point you in the right direction.
Well, we're looking to do a couple things. We're looking to expand our current workspace, as you know, we've kind of outgrown it, so we're looking to move to a larger space.
Yeah.
And honestly, we have one other business loan that I was trying to kind of cover because that rate is a little bit high, so I was trying to see if I could get another loan to cover that loan.
Okay, so
maybe the majority of it would probably be to pay off the other loan.
Okay, yeah, so it looks like you have a current working capital loan out, I would assume, that you had done earlier this year. That's what we have on file here, is that correct?
Yeah. That's
okay, so you... Okay, so you're fairly familiar with working capital, I would assume. Is that your first time doing a working capital loan?
Yes.
Okay, and how's your experience been so far?
It's not bad. I mean, as far as it goes, it's as long as I have the payment on time, there's no problem.
Right. Well, yeah, I know these loans definitely can be a little, I guess you can say, expensive by nature, but I can say to you right now that we have a lot of programs on our hand and confidently have, I guess, the best programs out there right now because we've been doing this for a very long time, at least working capital. Why don't you tell me a little bit about kind of more along the lines of the use of funds, and then we can kind of dive into that a little bit more. So you just need mainly consolidation and then maybe net some money on top of that to make a move?
Yeah, the majority of it would be consolidation, and then the, I would say maybe, 85% would be the consolidation. The other one would be to move and maybe buy a couple of new computers. We might be bringing on new staff in the beginning of next year, or at least definitely the first quarter. So it'd kind of be to set up like another workstation type of thing.
Okay, so more of having like the office space ready.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So let me ask you this. Do you have a certain, because we have two options here. One, the first option is that we can get you a loan large enough to pay off your current working capital loan and then net you some additional capital on top. Or we can get you a second position just to have some operating capital. But it seems like you would rather consolidate the loan, pay it off, get lower rates and better terms, as well as net some cash on top of that. Does that sound like the better plan here?
That's my goal. Yeah, that was my intention for sure.
Okay, so why don't we talk a little bit then about the loan itself. Who do you currently have the loan out with?
It's Swift Capital.
Okay, Swift Capital. What type of terms and rates do they have you on right now? Is it a daily payment, weekly payment?
Term is a weekly payment, and I can't remember the rate off the top of my head.
Okay, well, that's not a problem. Do you know the amount that you're paying weekly? Is it a set number?
It's a set number. It's like, I think, $463 as of Friday.
$463. How much did you borrow originally?
Originally, I think it was $18,000.
Okay, and then what was the total payback on that?
I'm not sure, but it's probably around that because I had to pay back like the cost of the loan first, so I didn't even pay any of the principal down until I think a couple weeks ago. I started actually getting to the principal.
Oh yeah, that's what I meant was like, so you borrowed $18,000, but you had like the total payback was what, like $22,000? So that's what it was. It was around $22,000.
Yeah. Oh, I guess.
Does that make sense of what I was asking? I know it's.
Yeah, it does. But I thought you were asking me what's left on that loan.
What is left?
18.
So 18 is left.
18
is left, and 18 was the amount originally borrowed. But how much did you have to pay back in total? Like, what's the total cost of the loan itself, with interest and everything?
It's like $4,500.
Oh, okay, so it would be around $22,500.
Yeah, you were right on.
Okay, $22,500. Okay, so let me ask you a few questions about the business itself. So our program, the Working Capital Program, is based off of the sales of the business, not necessarily, you know, how mainly lines of credit are based off of credit. We base it off of net sales of the business. What did you guys do in top line revenue for last year?
Last year, memory serves, I think we were about 120.
Okay, 120,000. And what about this year? Are you on track for more, less? Are you kind of the same?
Probably. I think maybe we increased it by maybe 10,000.
Okay. Okay. 8 to 10,000. So I would say around 130K estimated. That's good. You guys are growing slowly, but it's there.
Yeah.
I know I can imagine it's hard being a business owner and like trying to really push and make sales. But that's kind of why we're here, to help as well. Okay, so when do you need these funds by? Do you have a particular time frame?
Well, depending on like the rate and if I can get some relief, it'd be as soon as possible. Like I said, that weekly 400 is getting to be a little it's expensive for me, so I'm trying to streamline everything. So the sooner the better. I mean, I'm not in an extreme rush, but you know. For me, the sooner the better, but there's nothing like urgent or anything that I desperately need the funds for. I just want to cover that loan and start getting ready for next year as well.
Okay. All right, so let me just kind of do a little quick rundown and make sure everything. So you do want a consolidation loan to pay off the current loan that you have out with Swift Capital. When did you take that out? Was this...
You know, I actually took out a second loan. I had originally taken one out, I think it was February or March. And then I stupidly, they offered me another one, and I thought, oh, okay, that would be okay. And I took it again, and we did a little more work, but there was probably now a new loan. So the other one was paid off.
Okay.
And then this other loan, I think, happened maybe 3 months ago.
Okay, so they essentially did a renewal with you to get you more funds on top of the first one, or a completely new loan?
It was a new loan, but they gave me the funds to cover the old loan.
Okay. So they gave you funds to close up their own loan.
Yeah, so basically what was left from that other loan is what they released to me.
Okay. What? So the first position loan that you had taken out, was that around the same amount and $18,000 borrowed, or?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
It was $22,000 out the door.
Okay, and then so 3 months ago is when you had done the renewal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just trying to get a better picture here. Okay. So, like I said, we have two options here, and I want to be as transparent and as realistic with you as I can, because I'm not going to, you know, tell you some unrealistic expectation that has on the table, because that's not how we work over here. We like building a relationship up with our customers and, you know, letting them know how it is.
I appreciate that.
Of course, and that's why we're a very relationship-based bank. In your current situation, based off of the program that we have, the working capital program, because your sales are $120,000, usually what happens if we're shooting for a payoff loan, we have to shoot for double your current loan right now. So if you have an $18,000 balance, we'd have to shoot for $36,000, which is the total amount they would have to get. And then if you were looking to net some on top of that, we'd actually have to shoot for a little bit more, around like $45,000. And our program only is allowed to access 10-15% of your top line revenue. So based off of $120,000, I don't know, and I don't really see a payoff being an option. I see more along the lines of a second position, but I know that's kind of not the path that you were looking to take, but I just wanted to let you know that, because the $120,000 with our program would only get you around the 10% of that to the 15% range, which is only around 12 to 17,000-ish. So it's not a lot. But do you have, I guess, entertain the option of a second position, a shorter-term loan, to get you any additional funds, maybe to just cover the office move-in?
Let me think about that, because I don't want to take on another loan that, you know, just to have an additional payment.
Right, and I completely understand that. I mean, you got to be able to make sure that you can budget for what works for the business. So is this move going to be beneficial for you guys, or is it just kind of more along the lines of, if you're in the expansionary phases, I would assume that the business is growing and that...
No, it's going to be, we need a bigger space. Like, we've outgrown the current space that we're in. So we're moving to a larger space and looking to add an additional person, like I said, next year.
Okay, so Laura, what exactly do you guys do? I mean, we kind of talked a little bit too much about the loan itself, but, you know, what's your guys' business that you guys do?
We do a combination of things. We cater primarily to the garment district or the garment industry. So what we do is there's a team of a couple people besides myself, where I have a designer for the clothing. I have a sales rep. And I myself do the financials and the HR. So what we do is we kind of move into the smaller companies, mid-sized companies that can't afford their own HR department or their own accounting department or their own designer or sales team.
Okay. So almost like consultation in a way.
Well, yeah, we kind of do consultation. I guess you could call it consultation. We, but like our designer, she actually does, you know, she'll design and develop, and then we just let somebody else put the label on it.
Got it. Okay. All right, that's pretty cool. I've never actually heard of that. That's a very interesting business model. Is it something like kind of more niche, you would say, or is it maybe like a?
I think so. We like I said, cater mostly to garment industry, mm-hmm. but we do have a few other industry. We have a couple restaurants and a construction company and a janitorial company that's, you know, they're small. I wouldn't say like they're tiny, but they're maybe $500,000 to $1 million where they don't want to spend, I guess, their resources on a accounting department or necessarily a sales team or anything like that. So it's cool because there is actually a need for that. There's so many people that kind of can't afford that, but they mm-hmm. can afford us because, you know, they don't have all the overhead with comp and, you know, taxes and everything that comes with the actual employee.
Right, right, and I definitely understand that too. Businesses always look to save money and cut costs, and to do that, sometimes they got to hire the little guy because the big players, they just cost an arm and leg, you know.
Right, so that's where we come in, and you know, the problem is there's, you know, just so many of us. So if we had even one more person, we can at least add another 3-4 accounts. So that's kind of what we're thinking.
So, out of curiosity, how come you haven't gone back to Swift to see if they can get you additional capital on top of the one that you currently have? Is it just because, I mean, I would imagine being a returning customer,
Yeah, it would be the same situation. It would be the $460 every week.
Oh, they wouldn't even offer you anything better? They just keep the same terms and rates and same amount?
Yeah, they would keep the same terms. It would just be like, you know, never-ending story. I keep coming back to them. It's going to be, you know, so there's no point in that, you know. I mean, and like I said, it's not like an urgent thing. I just, it would make my life easier if I could, you know, bring that down a little bit.
You're definitely playing your options, too. And the cool thing about our working capital program itself is that as a returning customer, we do the renewal as well, but we get you on better terms, more money, longer time frame, and better rates because you are a returning customer. So we do offer a few more perks that come with being a returning customer. But like I said, with this situation, I wanted to give you, you know, realistic expectations and not unrealistic goals. But what I can tell you that might ease the situation right now is the fact that you had mentioned earlier the move into the new office, you were looking to purchase computers, correct?
Yeah.
So you are looking to purchase, like, equipment, like office equipment, things of that nature?
Yeah, we're trying to set up a whole new, you know,
like software system, all that?
Yeah, everything that, you know, a whole new station for a whole other person.
So, Laura, the cool thing is, I could imagine that your first reaction would go working capital because you can just get the cash to cover all those costs immediately. But those upfront costs are going to be tremendous on the business. We do offer equipment financing, and that ranges in a wide variety of different pieces of equipment that you're looking for, patches the equipment together. What I can tell you is that we can probably get you on our equipment financing program for your computer and office furniture purchases, which is, if you're not too familiar with it, if you think of it like a car loan, 2 to 5 year terms, spread out payments each month, and very low interest rate, like mid-single digits, which is extremely better because, one, the cost per month is going to be tremendously lower than the, you know, the upfront whatever interest rate that Swift has you on. And you can help budget because it's going to be the same payment each month. And it's easy to budget it, and as well as you don't have to worry about the extreme costs that come with the working capital that if you were trying to do that, like maybe use the money for the equipment purchases by working capital, I recommend going equipment financing and see if you can qualify for that. Do you have things picked out currently, or are you waiting to make the official move, and then you're going to bring the stuff on?
We're waiting to see because we need to see you know where we're moving to, you know. So we need to see the setup before we make any additions. And then if it's a significantly larger space, you know, kind of have to figure out and budget out. Do we go with, you know, maybe 2 additional people, or do we take a smaller space and maybe try 3 people? It just the primary thing was that loan.
The loan itself,
right.
I mean,
the other two can wait. Yeah, I mean, for equipment and that sort of thing, we're looking probably January to start looking on that.
Okay, so how is this new, employee, how are they going to benefit the company? Have you like quantified how they might generate some revenue for the business?
Yeah, what will happen is they'll work to do the bookkeeping and the HR for, you know, I have personally on my own, I have about 7 accounts. And I'm figuring this new person can maybe do half of that, maybe do 3 accounts. So that would, I can't do any more than I'm doing now. So if I had another person, we could add maybe 3 or 4 accounts.
Oh, got it. Okay. Yeah, that definitely sounds like it would help the business a lot, bringing somebody else on.
Because we're turning away clients right now, you know, just because we would definitely underserve. I would not be able to get to all of them. Neither would my partner. You know, we're kind of tapped out in terms of time and what we can offer.
How fast were you looking to bring on this new employee? Pretty quickly?
Well, probably in January.
Okay, so it seems like everything's more along the lines dependent on this move right now.
Yeah, everything's going to go January 1, you know, is when we're going to start. We're going to move. We're going to hopefully be ready to roll with the new person January so we can kind of hit the ground running for the new year.
Got it. Okay. Laura, my recommendation right now, like I said, as transparent as I can be, is I had the two options. I don't think the payoff will work in this situation because it's shooting for an unrealistic goal. If you do want to entertain the second idea, which is a second position, maybe to have the money on hand immediately to make the down payment on the new move or whatever costs are that arise with it, so at least you have the capital available, and to make the hire for the new individual, whether that be, do you have like maybe a number in mind right now if you were to get, the lowest amount that you can possibly work with, what would that be?
That's exactly where we can come in.
And gosh, I don't know. It would probably be maybe $8,000 or $9,000, somewhere in there. Because I would need to cover probably the first month's salary. And
okay.
Yeah, and I don't even know. I haven't looked at computers in some time, so I don't even know really what it would cost for a holding station.
Okay, and that's not a problem. It's kind of like a ballpark figure just to see. Because I know, I think a lot of the time with these types of loans too, the working capital, you have to make sure that because it's the same payment over and over again, it makes it easy to budget for it, definitely.
Yeah.
And then adding on maybe the possibility of another one, if you can budget that out, depending on the terms and rates that if you were to move forward with it, which it doesn't hurt to see what we can do for you at least, to see how much we can get to you. Because it's cool. Our program, for some of them, like if you apply with us and then we get you an approval, most of the time the approvals do last a few months. So you have the option of locking in the rate where it is and then coming back to it and saying, okay, I'd like to, you know, take the loan out because I think it's time that I do want to make the move into it. I need the money deposited into my account. Can we make this happen? And we're like, okay, yeah, we can get you the extra cash that you need to do that. It probably would be on a shorter term as well, just from my experience of seeing this type of situation, because we deal with this all day, every day. It's not uncommon in your position. But I, like I said, I wanted to make sure that you understand that we can't shoot for the total payoff because it doesn't fit in our parameters. And I don't want to come back to you and give you an answer that just doesn't fit the business itself and fit what you're looking for. So what I can do is, if you like to do this and entertain the idea, which from what you've been telling me, I think it might be beneficial in my regard. I know you're the business owner, you run the business, I'm the finance guy, I know finance. what I recommend is let me send you our application at least.
Okay.
If you want to go through with the working capital application, obviously you've seen the application process. We require the tax return, 6 months bank statements, and then for you as well, if you do have a copy of the SWIFT letter, that would help tremendously, because it gives our underwriters a better picture of like how much we can get you. But that would be for the second position though. Also, because it doesn't hurt, like I said, it doesn't hurt to apply with us. There's no fees, there's no nothing like that. We just get you an answer, see what you know, we can work with. But the second part is the more beneficial thing for the business would be when you do make the move into the new office, would be our equipment financing for the computer system, probably the office furniture, things like that, which would cut costs tremendously up front, which I know is a pretty big goal for most business owners. So I'm going to shoot you over that those applications. If you want to get started working on the working capital one, I know Thanksgiving's next week and everything, so I don't know if you're going to be pretty busy with family and things like that. But if I shot that over to you, do you have like a time frame where you can possibly get that back to me so I can get working on it and just get you an answer for the next, so you have an answer at least?
You know, honestly, today's going to be crazy because it's my last day. We're going to be closed for the week.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm probably not even going to be able to look at it till the following week.
Okay, so like the 28th-ish?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, the beginning of the 28th, which is right after Thanksgiving. Okay, yeah, and that's fine. I know it's kind of like hectic and everything, trying to see if, you know, you can do that stuff during the holidays. But I will shoot that over to you. I'll shoot over the working capital application along with the documents that I'll need. And then I'll just shoot over the equipment financing one so you have it on file. That way, when we come to the fact that when you're moving in, we can at least get you on board with the program itself, and as well as get you an answer for how we can help. But did you have any questions for me, any concerns? Like, do you think this might be a good move?
Well, no, I don't have questions. You pretty much covered it. You're pretty thorough, so thank you. The only thing is I'd probably just kind of run it past my business partner, and
mm-hmm.
And like I said, probably get to actually looking at it the following week, and then go from there.
Yeah, okay, because, you know, putting the expectation in a place, the 8,000 to 9,000 looks a little bit more as something that we can probably do for the business, because the payoff it's just out of the parameters of how we can operate.
And that's fine. I mean, and the other thing is I'll probably try and see if I can actually get an idea of what it would cost, you know.
Yeah, that too,
in the dark. I don't even know what a computer costs, you know. I think my Mac is 3 years old, was the last time I bought one.
Yeah, no, and those prices are going up. It's like these guys are just trying to rip us off, right?
Yeah. So maybe I can do a little homework on my end too, and see
what's the actual,
you know, a closer number.
That would be definitely beneficial, because if you're able to separate the costs of the total move-in by separating it for your capital needs, like how much cash you actually need to move into the new office versus the equipment needs. That would help tremendously, because it gives me, one, a better picture, and two, if you go through the application process, our underwriters understand, okay, this is how the money's going to be used, this is the equipment that she's going to be bringing on, and it just helps because it gets you a better answer for what you're looking for, essentially.
Sounds good.
Okay, Laura, I'm going to shoot you over that, just the applications right now. I'll follow up with you the end of the month, just to touch base and see if, you know, the plans have kind of worked itself out, and we can go from there and see what we can do for you. I'd like to at least see if we can earn your business and do things the right way.
All right, cool. Well, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it too, Laura. You take care.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
Bye.